This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two numbers with which to begin today. Wait, actually three numbers. Here you go. The first one, 151,000. Obviously, the number of people in this economy who found work last month, as you've been hearing all day, 4.9%. The unemployment rate changed in August from a month earlier. Also, five. That is time in minutes of live radio that we're going to take to discuss the 5 days gone by. This week's lucky winners are Lynette Lopez from Business Insider, John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
John, you get to go first today. The jobs number, fine, passable. Give me your gut.
Yeah, it was fine. It came in, you know, lower than people expected, but there's a long history of August coming in lower than the expected number, which makes you wonder why they can't adjust for that and expect lower.
Now, in the biz, we call this the Goldilocks number.
It's go from there.
It's not
there
too cold, and it means the Fed probably won't raise rates in September, but it was a passable jobs number. It's not a goose egg. Obviously, I've stood on this soapbox on the show.
Wait,
before.
Are you going to say
wages?
Growth. Wait. No, you can't get the wages yet. Don't get the wages. Don't get the wages. Because here's what I want to know. Since you brought it up, the whole Goldilocks thing, right? It seems we go from, yay, this is awesome, for a couple of months. And then we go, oh, yeah, no, it's fine.
Well, don't forget
what
that goose egg we had in June, which was like 36,000 jobs. That was bad.
So we had really good numbers for a little while. Now people are saying, look, this is enough to sort of say the economy is doing okay, but it won't pressure the Fed to raise rates. Anybody who wants to vote, who is thinking about not voting to raise rates, now has a pretty good excuse of let's wait and see how this develops. So I think people are pretty happy with that.
But here's my question, and you guys can take turns or flip a coin and see which one answers it. Here we are 7+ years into this recovery, and we're still, oh, yeah, it's fine, you know,
wage
whatever.
Growth.
Okay, now go wage with wage growth. Go ahead.
Wage growth. This is what Janet Yellen is watching. She's watching full unemployment. But right
no, full, full, in, full employment, right? That's, what,
full
that's basically
full
what
employment.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Whoops. She's watching full employment. But what if that full employment isn't giving Americans the purchasing power they need to really grow this economy?
And, you know, you can see some of that in the kind of jobs that were created. So we lost manufacturing jobs. We lost mining jobs. And we added lower productivity jobs. And that is not great for economic growth.
Yeah. So people are working long weeks, their wages are meh. Yeah. It's not a good situation.
All right, very quickly, yes or no answer. September rate hike, Lynette?
No.
No.
Johnny, all right, there we go. Moving on, I would like to discuss for a very brief moment one Mr. Timothy Cook and his company Apple, which got spanked by the European Commission this week, a tax bill of $14.5 billion. Mr. Cook says, and I'm quoting him, it's total political crap. Lynette, what is up?
Well, okay, I don't know if it's total political crap, because total political crap fighting over the economic ties between the EU are what led to Brexit. So it's not total political crap. I see this as, you know, the story behind this is that Ireland should not be giving sweetheart deals to specific companies. It can have a countrywide lower tax rate than other countries in Europe, but it cannot give a specific deal to a company, which is what the EU is arguing.
Right, John, there are other companies out there looking at this Apple case going, oh man, there, but for the grace of God, right?
Yeah. This has a lot of people worried, a lot of people on the phones with their lawyers and their investment bankers trying to figure out whether they are also at risk of this. And I think the chances are actually very good. I don't think this is some sort of anti-Apple thing. I think that it's an expansion of the EU power saying, look, we set out some rules about what you're allowed to do with your taxes. We think you broke them here. You're part of
And are
the
you calling that expansion or enforcement? Let's not throw words around.
Right. So let's flip this on its head for just 1 second and ask whether this possibly is a case that gets whoever's in the White House come springtime and the Congress of the United States and also corporate America, Lynette, lined up behind some idea of corporate tax reform.
I have never even thought about that because, you know, I mean,
so
that just doesn't seem plausible.
Yeah,
no.
I think that
the issues going in, if Hillary wins, then we're going to talk about pharmaceuticals. We're going to talk about some of the issues that are bubbling up right now first. Right?
I don't think there's a lot of appetite among the public for cutting
tax reform.
Tax reform.
For being policy sensible. John Carney from the Wall Street Journal, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You too, Kai.
All right.
Bye, Kai.
Talk to you soon. Bye.